R4 Sense, episode 19.
19!
A very, on a shitload of levels, special episode.
Super special.
Very special episode. It's the season-ish finale, even though we'll be back next week, same time.
Same bat channel.
Exactly. It's also, this might not even come out because the Armageddon's happening. We'll get into that later. That's special.
Oh, and it'll still come out.
We have
it over CB radio.
I hope so.
If anyone is listening, we really hate movies sometimes.
On number stations. We'll be the missing number stations at centuries later. They'll link up and it'll be a big fringe style thing. Anyway, don't deter me.
But the above 108 FM number stations?
Yes.
108.1.
We also have a live guest.
We have a lot of guests.
I said live guests.
We have live guests. We have live audiences and guests.
Not dead people.
Oh, heart's still beating.
Yeah.
Still
breathing.
We have a very special guest on his almost very special day.
Yes.
He's
extra special.
It's like a collegiate bar mitzvah.
From the ECC.
Joining us, I didn't even say our names.
Nope.
Well, joining us on the show this week is Brad, the original Black Sheep Boyton. As always, I am your host, Zach, jester to the to His Excellency Arneman.
Oh.
And
nobody gets that one.
They will in a minute.
They will.
It's like Arrested Development. I'm setting up jokes.
Oh, okay.
And as always, is my faithful co-host, Mark Ginger Snap Smith.
Damn it.
This episode is also very special because we have our first little audience joining us, as almost always, is that guy in the back, Tim Volker, and another special guest, His Excellency, Chris Volker. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show.
Woo.
Everybody say hi. You want to see a leprechaun say hey?
Well, I'm glad to be here for one.
Are you? How are you, Brad?
Well, I like to be cataloged before big events in my life, so I graduate tomorrow, so it's a big day.
You sound a little raspy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You out screaming yesterday?
I wish. Then it would go away. I'm just hoping it fades before,
Make that valedictorian speech?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's just practicing his radio voice.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Getting that gruff,
that
Alec
sultry,
Baldwin
raspy
going on.
Except without the alcoholic part.
So I mean, shall
well,
we?
That's
no
fun.
We have a lot to get into.
John finally got on his shit.
Yeah, John's been apparently busy. That you may have noticed that there wasn't an errors and omissions. I think from 17 and 18, maybe 16 too.
No, I think it was on 16.
I'm just glad he's not dead.
Yeah, I
but,
agree.
So he called in, and I believe this is the errors and omissions from the things
he
missed.
So this may be a tad long.
Hey guys, this is Arizona Omissions with John. I know it's been a while since I called in. Unfortunately, work sort of exploded all over my face. Zach, I know you know all about that. Episode 16, I just want to say a couple things. I'm going to go all the way back. Mark is the worst email reader ever. He sounded like Masterpiece Theater. Tony Bush is awful because Boy Meets World is awesome. And I won't go too deep into the whole Romero versus Russo O'Bannon thing. I think that, there's a ton to say there. But I will agree with Dan that zombies do not grow. Episode 17, honestly one of my favorites so far. Listening to you two geek out about comics was so much fun. I really just wanted to be drinking a beer, hanging out, and chatting about comics with you guys. Green Lantern is hands down the best.
Yes!
I'm definitely going to be following Zach's viewing order on the DC DVDs. And I just wanted to point out to you guys that there was a Wonder Woman animated movie in 2009. Wonder Woman
did
was voiced
anybody
by Carrie
watch
Russell,
it, though?
Apparently.
No.
I haven't seen it, but that did get made, so at least they're giving Wonder Woman some love in the animated realm. And then, of
course,
sure
Wonder Woman
recent
gets love in
episode
the animated
18,
realm.
Yeah, oh yeah. The episode in which Mark is awful. Mark, Christian Bale is awesome. Yeah, probably Christian Bale as a person is a douchebag, but Christian Bale,
I love Christian Bale,
is pretty fantastic, and his work speaks for itself, so bite your tongue. Also,
you're
Zach,
Christian
thank
Bale
you for
hating.
Correcting him on the Heroes arc, because he clearly had no idea what he was talking about, so just wanted to make sure that we cleared all that up. And the last piece is, now that I have a beard, I think Zach should grow his beard back.
It's
and
already
then we can do a podcast together called Free Mustache Rides. So keep on rocking, guys. You kick ass. I'll catch you later.
It's nice to have you back,
John.
Can't wait for our Skype call this weekend. It's secret stuff.
Does anybody care about Wonder Woman?
Like, no, not at all.
Nobody cares about Wonder Woman.
Tim asks, does anyone care about Wonder Woman?
Who cares?
And an invisible jet, right?
Plus, you never find.
Let's invisible rope.
Let's not forget the most important thing about Wonder Woman is that she's like 7'6". Come on. That's creepy. That's creepy.
Would you date a 7'6" woman?
Snoo.
Like the guys from the Scorpion King.
So, yep, you are the worst, Mark.
Yep, worst email reader ever.
My
masterpiece theater voice.
It's so true.
I am the worst email reader ever.
Maybe we'll have...
Mr. Off Script. That's just how I roll.
Jesus Christ. Maybe we'll read some emails later, and I'll let Mark read all of them.
Yay!
Hooray!
Why did our ratings go so far down?
Let's just blow through this part. Okay, so we haven't mentioned like the movie game in a while. We watched Heroes. Hero. Yes.
Yes.
My apologies. I have Heroes envy.
Okay.
I just wish everything was...
Anyway.
I just wish
Hero
was back on.
Colorful.
Heroes is awesome. We've seen it before. Incredible. Mark, all right, next week, for next episode, you have to watch Perfume.
I don't even know what that is.
That's fine.
Okay,
moving on.
Do I just stare at a perfume bottle for like 2.5 hours?
I'm not gonna say anything.
Okay. Is it like the
have you ever seen it?
Is it like Tim's fireplace DVD? Except
no.
It's just a bottle of perfume?
No.
No, but Perfume is unlike Gummo in the fact that it's one of those movies you should watch. Like,
oh, so it's unlike
like,
Gummo.
Oh,
that's
heard of
probably
Gummo.
Good.
Gummo is one that I feel like you should watch, whereas Perfume is one that like you will enjoy watching.
Mm. If you're going to talk, lean into one of the microphones.
I'm sorry if you can't hear me.
Mm.
Yeah, like, I'm just letting you know. Sorry.
Perfume.
Sorry.
Perfume.
Yeah, so, all right.
Perfume.
So you got... No, that's not what I'm driving at.
Well, what were you driving at?
I'm talking to him.
Well, no, I know you were talking to him.
No, okay.
I'm trying to get you to talk to me!
Perfume. That's all I'm... You know, folks at home, like, just rent it. It's so good. I don't want to spoil anything, because I knew nothing going into it, and I came home, and it was...
Satisfied?
Someone rented it, and it's nuts. I'm pretty sure it's like a French film.
Mm. Is it like a Red Balloon?
No.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
Up. Lots
it's not
of
up
red
either.
Balloons.
Yeah. I never saw.
And
that.
There's not 99.
You never saw Up?
People said they cried afterwards. I
totally,
cry
dude.
After Pixar.
I cry. Cried every Pixar movie. What's wrong with you? You don't.
You did not cry at Cars.
No.
Well, yeah,
that's
because
Owen
I paid
Wilson
$12
was
for it.
Good one.
Cars 2.
Yeah,
he's
no.
a secret agent.
I cried at Cars 2.
I cried at the trailer.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that is about it.
He's
and I keep crying because they don't make it Incredibles 2, but that's besides the point. What else? All right, so you got to watch Perfume.
Okay.
All right, moving on.
We'll
what go. Else? What else do we have? Shit.
Any more business?
Thing. There was one more thing. Mm-hmm. I can't remember what it was. You may have heard me mention in the beginning of this that this is like the quasi-season finale. Next week we're coming back all crazy new style. That's all I'll say about that.
Yeah, so please comment on both episodes.
Yeah. Sure. Comment on every episode.
Yes.
That's what it's all about.
And rate us on iTunes.
We love
yeah.
it. We love it. But the most important thing that I said in the beginning, all that mumbly jumbly, was Armageddon.
Wibbly wobbly.
Exactly. You may not know what I'm talking about, but there's some guy, Harold Camping, born 1921, who's been saying since the 70s that
We're
the end of the
die.
World, that the rapture is essentially this coming Saturday.
We all gonna die.
So if you're listening to this, since this is coming out on Sunday, like...
The rapture's not... Or you're either a sinner.
Yeah. Sorry sorry, you didn't make the cut.
Sorry, man.
And we'll see you on the other side.
Hope you weren't on a bus where that bus driver was...
Maybe that's what... Maybe that's... That...
Or an airplane.
Maybe that's what we secretly
mean. Only fly atheist airlines over the weekend.
Atheist airlines.
I think ATA is.
maybe we're already hinting that we know something because we're saying that the show is going to be new next episode because it's going to be from heaven.
Ooh.
Oh, rapture style.
Yeah, for those who don't know what rapture means, it also means saving. I didn't know what rapture. I just had to assume. So
it means saving?
I don't know. They like those who are part of the rapture.
Oh, yeah, they go up.
I just thought it was an Olivia Newton-John song.
There he is, ladies and gentlemen.
Ginger Snap?
Ginger Snap! Ginger Snap! Yeah, see?
Hansel and Gretel.
That's his nickname from the old stage days.
From the talkies?
No, I was thinking of more of the strippies.
Oh, okay. My Chippendales days?
So this guy, Harold Camping, has been saying since the 70s that the world was going to end, and that's a Saturday, and he based it on this crazy numerological thing. And
I think he was using calculus.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's
logarithms and exponential functions.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Now, Brad, being a young man who's just, you know, taking that first step into this brave, new, bright, uncertain world, how do you feel about this?
Two-year college.
Well, I got an A in calculus this semester, actually, so I was looking at his functions. They didn't seem to add up, so I don't think the rapture is going to happen.
Can I tell you the Wikipedia equation for
that
this?
It's
5 times 10 times 17 squared.
Okay.
Which equals 722,500. Okay, technically it doesn't. It adds up to whatever that is minus 51, because if you take the date that Jesus, this is what this guy did. If you take the date that Jesus was hung, which is April 1st, 33, hung on the cross.
Hung on the cross.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Otherwise, we would have said hanged.
Oh.
You're right. My bad. Grammatical.
Yeah.
Touche. I didn't know the grammar.
Anyways,
he was hung, what?
So, it's 700. And if you add from that date to May 21st, which is 51 days, and you take the sum of 5 times 10 times 17 squared, it equals 722,500, which is that's how many days it's been from then to
now.
To Saturday.
To May 20th.
To Saturday. 21st. And that's...
Excuse me.
Is it a...
Oh, this is good. This is good.
I don't know where he got this. I'm going to be fair. I watched ABC, like, snippets from the week. Like, 2 minutes of that. And, like, one on NBC. And then I went to the Wikipedia page. And this is where I got this bit of information. 5 is the biblical number for atonement. I don't know where he got these from. I've never really read the Bible.
The legend in the Bible.
Word?
Yeah.
Word.
Legend of the Hidden Bible?
No. On maps, it's known as the key or the legend.
Oh, you mean the beginning?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have a study Bible. Okay. I know.
Ten means completeness, and 17 equals heaven.
I don't know.
Atonement.
Since when does 10 mean completeness?
Well, I don't know.
Everything goes into 10 except
for 7. 7 is completeness.
Okay.
Because that's the whole devil thing. Because 6 is the incomplete number.
Oh.
Sure.
And that's why he rested.
Sign me up for that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sign me up.
You what? Yeah. Sign you up for incompleteness?
Yeah, no, just like
I don't think I got to sign you up for shit.
Whatever story you're peddling at me. Sign me. Hey, that sounds wicked cool.
Well, if there's only 6 days, then it's Saturday and then it would be Monday again. You'd have no
It'd
Sunday.
It'd be terrible.
Yeah.
I work every Sunday. I'm fine with that. Do away with
it. I work Sunday nights, work in the mornings.
Yeah. But I also wrote down what he predicts, like, legitimately what will happen. Would you care to hear it?
Yeah, probably.
3% of the human population will rapture, which, as we did the math, what was it, Mark? 70 million? Mm. It's only 70 million people out of 7 billion.
Well, there's 7 billion, right?
Yeah, right.
And so 1% of that would be, because 10% of that would be 700 million, and then 1% would be 70 million times 3, so 210 million.
Saved. So, 210 million
so
saved.
All the Republicans in the U.S.
Oh, social commentary on our four sins. Uh-oh. It's getting real.
Yep.
Cheers, Mark. That was good.
The clouds are going to be real crowded.
An earthquake heard round the world will start in near Australia at 8 a.m. UT time, like whatever, I don't know. I know what Eastern Standard, you know, EST, CMT, Central Mean Time.
Greenwich Mean Time.
Whatever GMT, UTD
what the
hell
is. UT?
I just assume that's Australia time.
Where the hell are they getting you? The undercontinent?
I don't know, but then it said it's going to hit New York area around 6 p.m. So we have that, we'll just have the house clean after this party.
Yeah,
we're throwing.
We got like 10 hours to like, you know.
And
figure it out.
And 5 months later, on October 21st, 2011, is when the world will come to an end as we know it.
Oh, sweet.
And that's all it said on that.
When do we come to an end? Like, officially done?
Yeah, like,
5 months later.
5 months later.
Did this dude read Revelation at all?
No. Apparently, apparently
this is not.
No. Apparently, that would be a big negatory.
Apparently, he said the same thing in 1994, and when the day came by and left, he was like, "Oh, I miscalculated," and that's when he came up with this one.
Oh, so he changed it once he found out it was wrong.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But it's like all over the place, it's you like know, because the internet and media whores and shit.
National Choir that always has that Nostradamus shit on the front of it.
Did you know Nostradamus knitted the fourth Doctor's scarf?
1990.
Do you hear what I said?
Nostradamus knitted the Doctor's scarf.
The fourth.
Oh.
Yep.
Okay.
He was a smart guy. He might not have been right about everything, but he was smart.
Oh, yeah. Word. He was right about some stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this end of the world? Are you excited? You're not. We're not going. We'll be here.
Yeah,
we'll be here to entertain you.
I'm undecided, so.
Yeah.
Kind of. You kind of like where you're at right now? Is that what you're saying?
I dig this earth. I don't like the ground's pretty rad.
I don't like where I'm at, but I like where I've been, so I don't know. That's a riddle.
Ooh. You got to solve it by the end of the podcast.
I'm screwed. What happens if I don't solve it? Do I get kicked off my own show?
No, you don't get into the Sphinx.
No, you can't ever use that.
I don't really want to get in the Sphinx.
You can't ever use that nickname again, so.
What, the original?
You don't solve it.
Your nickname?
Your nickname. My nickname's great. It sticks like glue. But yours, you can't use it if you can't solve the riddle, so.
I change it every episode, so it's okay.
Or he doesn't even give himself a nickname.
Yeah. I'm not perfect.
Yeah. Damn.
And I don't pretend to be one on podcast TV.
Podcast TV?
Yeah.
We're gonna call it Sin City after.
Nice.
The whole world. Call it Zombieland.
Okay. Well, that movie was good.
I love that movie.
I went in very skeptical.
Some people said that, you know, there was gonna be zombies involved with this crazy Saturday bullshit, too.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, you're the one who's been dreaming about zombies, right?
All the time.
So it's nothing new.
If zombies do, if we deal with a zombie,
I don't have the cardio
for it. You
have
to go get your dream book, find out what zombies mean in dreams.
In dreams? No, I've actually had that.
A problem with death.
Just don't ask the Ouija board, because that's what they did in Jumanji, I think.
There was no Ouija board involved.
No, they did it in,
Zathura?
They used a Ouija board in that.
No, in, not Close Encounters.
Sabrina, the teenage
paranormal activity.
Sabrina, the teenage, get out! There's only one show that girl has ever been on, and it's Clarissa Explains It All.
She was kind of hot.
She was in Playboy once. My dad had that issue.
Yeah. My brother had that issue.
Yeah?
Yeah.
High five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, was she the centerfold?
No, she didn't get naked.
No.
She didn't get naked.
Oh, okay.
No,
well,
it's
that's
like the Marge Simpson Playboy.
I forgot to
Playboy.
Say something about the errors and omissions.
It's like the Marge Simpson Playboy.
Like in the middle of the episode.
No Marge Simpson Playboy.
There was one. Ugh. I'm not kidding.
I've seen it.
Blue hair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She has everywhere. A little blue bush, too. Not over the top, but just, you know, a little tasteful.
Like a diamond
I've seen
shaped.
It. No, it's just like there. Like I said, it's nothing fancy, but it's, you know, it's not out of control. This isn't, you know, I don't even know what we're talking about.
Just like
you got anything?
There was a Marge Simpson Playboy, and I just...
There was. Last year.
Blew my mind.
Pun.
Mark's got it underneath his mattress. His brand...
totally.
There it is.
Yeah.
Dude.
I caught it.
I love unintentional puns.
They're the best.
They are the best.
What about Arizona Missions?
The mustache ride thing.
That movie's great, too. Super Troopers. Who wants a mustache ride?
I was offering them left and right when I had a mustache for 2 days.
Oh, my God.
The ZAFML, what was it? Fuck.
The Zach Arnman Free Mustache Rides for All.
ZAFML.
Sounds like a Musketeers thing.
They did all have mustaches, too.
Except for Chris O'Donnell. D'Artagnan?
No.
I'm sorry. Whenever someone mentions the Three Musketeers, I only can think of the one from 1993 with Kiefer Sutherland and Oliver Platt.
Sorry. Yeah.
I think of Candy before I think of anything else.
No, I think of that
floating
movie.
Away.
The mice.
I don't like the candy.
Oh, yeah,
the
mice Three Musketeers.
Come on, that's the first thing
what?
You think.
You don't like the Three Musketeers candy bar?
I'm not
no,
a big fan.
No, not really.
Of
I like Milky Ways.
No, Milky Way.
Milky Ways.
Milky Way way better.
What about
really?
Almond Joy?
No, I'm a mounds person.
Yeah. I don't care for either.
What? Me neither. I
no?
agree.
Sometimes you feel like a nut, Tim.
That's when you eat a Snickers.
Sometimes
man.
You don't.
You turn into a diva without one.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Hey, you turn into Abe Vigoda without one.
Reference, sorry.
No, I totally maxed on some like ice cream Snicker bar things. Those are like the greatest things ever made.
Only
there's
if they didn't have to be kept
and then
in the freezer.
Snickers ice cream bars.
They were gone in 2 days.
How do you feel about Lord of the Rings?
the book or the movie?
Either.
I'm sorry for laughing.
Either.
I read
Lord of
the
Rings
book.
Is on continuous play at this kid's house.
Yeah. Not by choice.
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
Continuous.
Not by
so
choice
anymore.
Not so much anymore. Finally.
I know what you mean. Finally.
Is it not by choice though?
No. Well, it's not bad. I mean, it's just background noise by now. I've heard it so many times.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
seriously, I didn't even think about it. And then
Stephen Fry just got cast as the guy from Lake Town in The Hobbit, the one who shoots the arrow and the dragon.
No. Oh.
Stephen Fry was also the voice of the whale in Hitchhiker's
Guide
to the Galaxy.
Round, ground.
Thought you were going to say Finding Nemo. The
None of your business.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't really not say sure. anything. Just.
Yeah.
Stephen Fry's brilliant.
Yeah. I don't know.
Or like Pinocchio.
I want to talk about something. I just got a letter in the mail saying I'm wanted for jury duty.
Are you excited?
How do you guys feel about that?
I've never had to do it.
I've never had to do it either.
My mom said, it's
you're
your
growing
civil
up.
Duty.
Look at all this growing up you're doing in a day, dude.
Civil duty.
I think she said civic duty.
Well,
civic duty. Anyway.
Civil
duty.
I don't
do
like
it.
Hondas.
I don't like Hondas either.
Continue.
Well, Hondas. But yeah.
Continue.
Anyways, I just, how much do you get paid?
If you have to stay, then it's like $850 or something.
I'm just gonna tell my flat fee that gets you out of the army. So I figure get
me
out of that.
No, just go in like the most racist person you can think of.
Two white people. It's a white.
I don't know if I'm comfortable with that ginger snap.
Oh.
Wait,
that's against redheads. That's not really a race. I mean.
Oh, he just said you're not even part of a race.
Not a part of a race, and I'm not a redhead, so fuck yourself.
It's like Auburn, right, if I remember correctly.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Mandarin.
We started on jury
duty. It's also the street I grew up on.
I'm just
was
practicing.
Auburn Court.
Oh, my gosh. You were born one.
Yeah.
It's destiny.
So, are you going to cop out of it? You're gonna go in there, balls to the wall.
Go in there with a Leia costume.
Well, I was talking to my mom.
Go there dressed as the Matrix.
It says you should fill it out using blue or black ink. So I just figure I'm gonna use a red pen. So
you know what happens when
you
sign legal documents with red pen? Becomes null and void.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Do it.
By the time they
That's why they don't sign contracts in red.
Yeah, by the time they send me back a letter
saying
that it's
wrong. Unless it's in blood. If you sign it in blood, then it's fine.
Who decides these things? Like, you know,
the people back in the day, like red was for omissions.
Benjamin Franklin, actually, I think.
Yep.
Yeah,
no,
like,
red pens.
Red defuncts it if you sign anything.
Red is wrong.
No, it's my favorite color.
Red's your favorite color?
Yes.
I
get over this.
No wonder he was attracted to you.
I do not agree.
Oh, stay out of this, Tim.
Ew.
On my show.
You don't need
day.
Any
that
Tony Wash style
team,
reinforcing that thought.
Oh,
I've never had Jerry Dewey.
Jerry Dewey.
I've never
Jerry
had
Springer. So that's what a racist sounds like? I've never had Jerry Dewey.
I like this Jerry Dewey.
What's this like? You like a good meal? Hot meal?
The greatest stuff. Was
some
it
grits.
Charles Barkley in the Clerks comment?
Unanimous.
It was like Charles Barkley in the Clerks show that they had jury duty.
They had all of them jury duty. Yeah. They gave us $5 for breakfast. I hope this trial never ends.
Hey, you gotta admit he could play though. Like he may be ridiculous.
Barkley?
Yeah. Come on. He was MVP once, wasn't he?
Yeah, because they didn't want to give it to Jordan.
For a
sixth time in a row.
Jordan wasn't any good.
He's no Allen Iverson.
Yeah, 76. Hey, he was the shortest guy who was good.
Yeah.
No, the Berea dude from the Dallas Mavericks.
Oh, who got clocked in the ribs?
Well, he did get clocked in the ribs. The guy that put up like 21 points in 16 minutes.
Yeah. I hope you learned from his example, Brad, about getting clocked in the ribs.
I can't bounce dribble back. For shit. So.
Bounce back. I can't dribble for shit either. I just stand underneath.
I saw this video on ESPN today that showed a 6-year-old dribbling two balls like at the same time. It was nuts. He was better than me. And he's
possessed.
Sick.
Get that kid an exorcist.
No, if he was spinning them, then he'd be
with his tiny hands.
Yep.
Sometimes I think
as
about
his head
doing
spun
this
around.
Show. Sometimes I think this show should be done where we just videotape us doing this, and then all those things we say, we like animate them and put it over the video when we say like, "Oh yeah," when you just see him spinning around like that.
Hand motions
and still do
nice.
The audio one would be like, yo, we got this video too. That's just so much more work.
Mm. I was about to say, like, you would probably do it, except that you would curse your own existence.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It
would be like a full-time job.
Yep.
On top of your other full-time jobs.
And the other one.
Going
yeah. No. No way.
So what else? You brought up jury duty. You'll keep going, Brad.
I don't know.
Take us on a weird and long and winding, strange rabbit
That's
hole.
My job.
That's Tim's job. Because the only two things I have written down are both kind of legal things. I was going to peg
things.
Your, you know.
Well, we're on civic duties or civic
yeah,
duties.
Yeah, move
That's
on to
legal
things.
Yeah.
Sounds like
courthouses.
Two things. Two different types of laws that are kind of intertwined are like finally being like examined. And one of them, the law against CDs being copied. You know,
I can't believe there's a law against CDs.
Like, you know, it's the same. It's not so much CDs only, but it's like the law of, like, you know, buying a vinyl thing and taping it to a cassette tape and like
getting your 8-track onto
just
onto
it. It's technically called format shifting. But since, you know, now like with MP3 players and you just burn a CD and it turns into MP3s and you can just hand them to other people. They're like, well, now this law doesn't make any sense.
They can't keep up with technology.
No.
So, yeah, they're throwing that out. But, you know, after saying that, the digital piracy laws are finally being examined. You want to know when the last time they were examined? 1986.
I can't believe that there's digital piracy in 1986.
Yeah. That's what the article said. I found this one off Reddit.
Back when Al Gore invented the internet?
And they're saying that, like, it's a good thing, you know, but, like, it's also, there's, like, these weird loopholes now, which I don't fully understand some of those crazy legal terms they were throwing at me. But essentially, the FBI can now, like, make full dossiers off of people by, like, if they go through, like, website records. Like, they can go, like, oh, you've been to this website.
You've been listening to too much metal.
Yeah, like, I mean, why don't listen to that?
I don't know.
I don't listen to that crap.
No, he's not talking about you.
Oh. I'm just saying.
He's just saying, like, the FBI. Keeping in your shit and you listen
to
it. Yeah,
I get it. I'm sorry.
FBI checking your Pandora radio.
I don't know. That's what it said. It was just, like, in theory, like, they could...
Metal,
without
metal,
getting a warrant,
Disney,
they could, like,
please.
Go through the website and, like, IP address. And then, like, if you're doing something in, like, kind of probable cause, they can just go right in and, like, after going through, like, the IP route, be like, oh, then that is Zach Arneman, and then like, bam! Now they're allowed to look up the rest of my information because they came through that weird
people. Google
route.
Have been doing that forever, I think.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You ever Google yourself?
All the time. It's really weird.
Thing.
I've tried to become.
There's
the
like
first
six of me,
search.
And they're all more successful than me.
Yeah. I think I might be the only Zach Arneman in the world at this point.
I don't know about that.
I've never seen in that because when you type in my name, like it'll bring you to websites where there's an Arneman and then there's a Zach. But it's never like Zach Arneman.
That's why we use the
I'm
quotations.
The only
I know that. And when you do that, it just comes up with
just says
crap about
cents
me.
Twitter.
Yeah. I'm the only one. The last of my kind.
Mm.
It's a shame.
You're going to have a Zach Arneman the second.
So how do you feel about that? How do you feel about that piracy stuff?
It's about King Time.
Mark's
really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, like...
Hey, we can copy CDs again, though.
Because I swear to God,
if I bought it, it is mine to do what.
That's
I
what
do
I'm
well.
Saying.
Well, that's why
I'm agreeing.
That's why the politicians.
Don't argue with me.
That's why the people. That's their exact reason for being louder. Like, yeah, stop yelling.
Shit's getting loud in here.
Yeah, that's why they're getting rid of it, because even the people that made the law are like, listen, this doesn't even make any sense. They're putting Titanic back in theaters next April in 3D.
Wow. So why in God's name would you watch Titanic in 3D?
Because James Cameron you want to see her boobs there's like a whole 3D? Generation that's never seen it.
Yeah.
Because it's never
what
on
was
TV.
That thing we were talking about? Like the previous generation, like before this kid's generation, like doesn't know who Osama bin Laden is.
Yeah. Like the generation right below yours, were like, who's Osama bin Laden? Is he in a band? Like, there was people that did that, dude.
Was
like,
he the guy that got kicked off 2½ Men?
Yeah, like, holy shit.
Sorry,
holy
that
shit.
Machine.
That's okay, man. I enjoy the show.
Hey, Ashton Kutcher's going to be on that now, and
everything's going to be
do you love
okay.
Ashton Kutcher?
Sorry, his name's not going to be Kelso, so.
I hate Ashton Kutcher.
I didn't like
dude,
that
he's talented.
Show.
You can't deny that.
No,
what?
Sir. He'll,
what?
Come on.
He almost makes me want to go to Nikon.
I could go higher octave. What?
Steve Berman over here. Steve Ginger. Steve.
He almost makes me want to go to Nikon.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. You got a Nikon a camera? Bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he's doing commercials.
I'm a Canon guy.
He wants a little more money on top of Punk'd.
Yeah.
That show was funny.
I know.
So
I mean, I appreciate it.
No, the funniest
but...
part of that show is when they got Justin Timberlake.
When they
that
poked
was
celebrities.
By far the funniest thing I'd ever seen. That was, yeah, that was great. Other than that, no.
All right, well... I'm not saying he's the best, but he knows how to make a dime. And a
true.
Half.
And marry someone 25 years older than him.
And just be hilarious as a dumbass on that 70s show.
I didn't like that 70s show.
Okay,
really?
It was decent.
I just didn't. I didn't know.
It's a show like Seinfeld. It just fills the void, like, in the background.
I don't care for Seinfeld.
Well...
I've said it before, I'll say it again.
We do not agree on that.
Yeah,
because
like,
George Costanza's the... If I had to meet a TV actor... George Costanza.
Jason Alexander.
You know he was the voice of Duckman?
Yes.
Duckman?
Yeah.
Yeah, this show that ran late night on USA.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Darkwing Duck.
No. But Darkwing Duck is awesome.
I was going to say, really? Like,
do you ever, did you know, did Jenny you ever Craig? Figure out the words on that in the like theme song?
For Darkwing Duck?
Yeah.
I didn't figure them out, but I listened to the opening like after we talked about it.
Oh, okay.
On my iPhone.
Yeah.
I don't remember what the words are. Something about Darkwing Duck kicking your ass.
DuckTales. You guys
want
to
see
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how you guys
I used music from the DuckTales video game in like 2 episodes ago.
Huey, Dewey, and Louie are close to my heart.
Yeah, I would say.
No, I'm just kidding.
What? Why?
Yeah, I'm just kidding.
He's also got a Dasher
Scrooge
Wendy
was a bastard.
In there.
Why doesn't anyone in that family wear pants?
Fuck yeah. Damn if I know.
Only shirts, and they're all like V-necks.
Yes.
All, like, shows
that was
tufts
in style
of
time.
But they all had
none of the animals in any of the shows really wear pants.
Mickey Mouse wears pants.
Yeah, true.
Baloo did not wear
Baloo
pants.
Baloo and Tailspin?
Tailspin, no pants.
Really?
Yeah, he just wore that yellow shirt. Yeah,
I was like, of course he
jacket.
Didn't. He was in the jungle. Of course he didn't wear pants.
All right, we're going to go around the table. Top five, you know, top five cartoon characters that you had crushes on when you were kids?
Crushes on?
I don't like crushes.
Or just like.
Favorite?
Yeah, I guess because, I mean, like, we could do Banged.
Jasmine will always be the hottest Disney.
I don't know about that.
Oh, if you say
Ariel. Do we want to do, can we,
no.
Can we do this?
Okay,
wait.
No.
Can we do this? Do you want to do like your top five?
I like fish.
Do you want to do your top, can we go around and do the top five animated characters we do it with?
One each at a time.
Yeah, round. But can we come up with that?
Wait, just Zach, animated so. Characters?
Like, I wanted to say ones you have crushes on, mainly because like the mouse from,
Rescue Rangers.
I totally loved her when I was a kid. I was like
the
four
one who wears
five.
The purple,
overalls because
yeah.
She was
the
mechanic.
That's all French, isn't she all French?
No, the big fat
Monterey.
Oh, from I'm
that
thinking
Monterey
Jack.
Yeah,
no, I'm thinking of the Rescuers.
Down Under?
No, because the...
Oh, she also
Yeah, she
purple.
Is... Yeah, yes. But yeah, she is French.
She
no.
French.
Yeah, you wore the little French oh, thing. Yeah.
All right, we'll give it to you. We'll give it to you. Okay, but do we want to... Can we, yes. You know, if we do this...
Okay, well, you did yours, I guess. I just...
Well, are we... No, because...
Confessed
no, well, I mean, like, are we really doing... Like are we doing just, like, a digger? Or are we doing, like, yo, I'd have to, like, have coitus with her?
There's not that many you can have coitus
with. I don't know what those terminology means. Terminology.
Cartoon characters you'd do
you'd
it with.
Bang. Like, there's not that many you can.
No,
bang.
I only have
what
two.
What are you gonna do? Like number two, I'm gonna be like, Snow White.
I had, yeah.
Sleeping Beauty. All right, so, I never even saw that.
All right, so I guess my number five is Gadget from Rescuers or Rescue Rangers. Rangers.
I thought
Rescue
you were
Rangers.
Talking about Inspector. I was like, whoa, no. Dude.
Gadget.
Number five.
Female characters that I really liked.
Yeah, sure. Maybe crush on? I'm doing crushes. I don't care what you guys say.
Right, we'll pick your poison then.
Let me think about that one for a second.
That's fine.
So
I can
many.
Edit out
There's
the...
There's so many.
Yeah.
The chick from Cool World.
All right. Is that your number five?
Yeah.
Holly?
Yeah.
All right. Why?
See, that was an anime. Because
she's fucking hot.
It's half and half. She's Kim Basinger in the real world.
Do we have to
anime.
Do animated, or can we just do From Our Childhood?
Well, it's animated.
Yeah, we're doing animated.
All right.
At least we don't like hentai.
Yeah. So we got that saving grace.
Shit. That's hard. You know that pink ant from A Bug's Life?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She was ugly. Yeah, you guys were just like, oh, she
I
was
like,
okay.
All right.
No, I was just like, okay.
You like ants?
See, I was picturing ants, though.
I love insects, like, man.
I was picturing ants in the movie, and I was like, ugh, they're all crazy looking in that one.
They're all brown.
She had wings and kind of a crown with a jewel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I pick up what you're putting down.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's not what you're stepping in.
That's not what my
That's
top
not what you're stepping
five.
In. I knew it was.
Yeah, right.
You just say that
Do you
now.
Want to recant it? Because it's going down in the public record as your number five.
Yeah, okay. Just that's number five, I guess.
You can take it back.
No, I can't think of anything else. That was ridiculously accurate.
Oh, I got my number four already. Oh, it's going to be great.
Number four...
But I already said Jasmine was my number one.
Yeah,
so
no, we'll get there.
We'll get there,
we'll
and
get
you
that.
Can explain why.
Yeah.
My number Freaks four. My number four is Lois Griffin.
Lois Griffin.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, I have my number four.
I would.
I totally have my number
yeah,
four.
Lois Griffin.
All right.
She is the best wife in the world.
She okay, is
and
wife.
She's hot.
She's a freak.
She yeah, and have, she's a freak.
Yep. And you're freak too.
Freak City.
She's dating a dumbass though.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
I guess she's
married
dating.
To a dumbass.
Yep.
Well, number
Hammy.
Four. Number four.
Okay.
Lola Bunny.
From
Space Jam. Yeah.
Man, that's that may be popping up on the list.
I like that. I like
my
that.
My first one was an anthropomorphic animal. It may not be the only one.
Okay, well, this one's going to blow your minds. Carmen Sandiego.
All right, Brad.
Nice.
Look at
I
the
like
big
that.
Brain on Brad.
Did, were you any good at the game?
I played
I was
in
so
fourth
good
grade.
At the games.
I was so bad.
No,
where in USA
class.
I was all right.
Okay, yeah, we had that one. So it wasn't my mind only working at it. It was my whole class's mind. So we always won.
Oh, okay.
But it was like
you need to speak up. You see how?
All right.
Yeah.
Well, I always
you see the difference.
I always did it in my fourth grade class. And
sorry,
we did it as a group.
Right. You did it with Carmen Sandiego in your fourth grade class.
Sweet, dude.
Hot.
Took me till after
swing
high school.
Low, swing chariots, man.
Took me till after high school. what are we on? Three?
Number three. Oh, I gotta think about number three.
Yeah, Carmen San Diego came to me like clear as day.
Yeah, so did Lola Bunny.
It's
awesome.
It's because Bug's reaction was just like,
oh, it's great.
She must be hot for a bunny.
Hot for teacher.
I really wanted to use Lola Bunny, but I feel like I shouldn't.
No,
it's fine. Fine.
Okay.
Give me a second.
There can be repeats.
I know what the rules are.
I know what the rules of this game I just made up are.
I don't think I made up the let's go round robin.
No,
five list.
No, that was Brad.
Meg Griffin.
Oh,
oh, just kidding.
Ew.
Sick.
Ew.
Jackie
Burkhardt is kind of cute, though.
Who?
the voice.
Mila Kunis?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, is that her?
That's
Burkhart
in that
70s show.
But she is a very unattractive personality in that. But have you ever seen, what's that?
Yes.
Getting Sarah Marshall?
Yes.
She's
hot. Oh, my God.
She's gorgeous in everything she's been in.
Pretty much. And okay. She's not dating Macaulay Culkin anymore.
Thank God. Macaulay
what?
What?
I don't know. Him and Michael Jackson had things, apparently.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, big boy.
Oh, my God. That was so fucked up.
I guess that is a good restaurant.
That's like one of the only South Park episodes I've seen is with Michael Jackson.
Mr. Jefferson.
Like, oh, yeah.
Or whatever.
What's my number three?
Yeah, that's we got to get back to that.
Mm, rough.
Dead silence.
I'm going to go with Princess Jasmine.
Is number three?
Yeah. And we can have, I know you know that repeats are allowed, but yeah.
No, that's fine.
Because I would... Yeah. That is all else.
Her, like, she is the least, like, anatomically correct Disney character ever created.
Don't care.
That green getup she's got is kind of hot.
Green?
It's blue.
Is it blue?
She does have a green getup in one scene.
It's turquoise or something.
It's gone in 10 seconds is what it is.
Well, it was never
gone
really
in 60 seconds.
Not to, if it takes me 60 seconds to get that. This is a cartoon. Hey, have some tact.
I'm sorry.
Angelina Jolie, that's the only time I've ever seen her with blonde hair.
Oh, and gone in 60
seconds.
It might
be the only time she ever had blonde hair.
I think she had blonde hair in Hackers.
No, movie that she has short brown hair in Hackers.
Is it short brown?
Yeah. Oh, for those moviegoers out there, don't go see the newest movie she's in with Johnny Depp. That movie is terrible.
Yeah, I didn't watch it.
The Tourist?
Yeah.
It's out on DVD already.
It's terrible.
Yeah. All right, what's your number three?
My number three. What did I have? Cool World and then Lola Bunny?
Yep.
Let's go with Jessica Rabbit.
Son of a bitch.
Who's
Son
that?
Of a bitch. Roger Who Rabbit's wife.
Roger Rabbit's okay. wife. Yeah.
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 All right. Well,
Bradley?
I'm going to go with Minnie Mouse. Just go with the
classic.
All yeah, right.
She's a classic housewife, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
She fits the bill, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Big ears are a turn on. That's weird.
That was a little bit.
You said it.
Yeah. It's,
I agree with it.
It's the tail.
And a mouse,
it's
I guess
tail.
That's a quality.
Number two is Jessica
it's the
Rabbit.
Bow, actually.
Number two is Jessica Rabbit.
Yeah.
Ah.
That's the number two cartoon character I make Whoopi with.
Mm. I'm working on it. I'm going to go... Okay, number two is going to be Belle.
Okay. You classy broad. You know, she knows how to, like, you know, fix a broken...
She knows how to carry a bucket.
Yeah. Fucking A, dude. High five.
All right.
I'm a big dude. She's got to, you know, be able to carry the load.
Oh, my.
No pun intended.
Man. I get the pun, but I don't get the innuendo.
I got the pun a little later, probably a second.
Man, that girl knows how to carry 5 gallons in a bucket.
What did she say about innuendo? What was it?
Innuendo.
Oh, innuendo.
Patent.
And then, oh, that's not me. That's
a black sheep.
Hopefully it's Jason Alexander, so you laughed at a Jason Alexander joke because you don't like Seinfeld.
Ooh.
Burn.
Jerk star.
What's your number two?
Jane from Tarzan.
The animated Tarzan?
Well, if we're doing animated,
yeah.
Don't you think it'd be Sheila?
Yeah, just double checking.
That yellow dress.
Yeah. All prim and proper.
At the end when she's accepted and embraced Tarzan, she's wearing the little like loincloth getup.
Yeah, I can get behind that. This
I
is
got
a good
you.
List.
I got
yeah,
you.
I can smell what
you're
stepping
memory
in.
Memory lanes going on right
yeah.
here, all over the place.
Vivid memories.
Number one.
Can't be a repeat.
Numero uno. Nala.
I was going to say that for my number two.
No.
Nala.
I don't want to bang a lion.
That's good.
Have
I
you seen
bang
that
a cougar? Have you seen that video about the lion guy?
The
that
Whoopi
just...
Goldberg voiced hyena.
Yeah.
What now? What
yes.
Saying?
No, that deserves a moment of silence. She was a great hyena. But I was talking about this guy who wrestles lions. Like he goes in, they're like tamed lions, and he just like he's
wrestles
been accepted.
Him?
He's been accepted as one of the pride, and he just chills among
Sweet.
Them.
Sweet.
Anybody
like
just
that
type
bear
in
dude
amazing...
who wound up getting like mauled to
yeah,
death.
Yeah, just anybody who's interested, just type in amazing lion footage, and you'll. It's nuts, but Nala, that's can't be your number one. No, that's
the bestiality. Does CG animated movies count?
Yeah.
Avatar.
No.
I thought about it. No. Except I can't pronounce her name.
I don't know names.
Mrs. Incredible.
Alright.
That's my number one.
No, I got you. She can stretch.
Stretch.
Yeah.
And only because the daughter is like 14.
Yeah.
The invisible
girl.
The
kid's really fast.
Yeah, no, I, you know, you see that Flash poster over there?
Oh, you like the fast ones, eh?
Yeah. Hey.
He identifies.
Live fast. Yeah.
Alright, well, what's your number one?
I was going to say the, like, Sky Captain the World Tomorrow.
That doesn't count.
Yeah, or Beowulf.
That doesn't count.
Mostly I'm going with an Angelina Jolie theme here.
Yeah, I get it. She was,
Yeah.
She's Angelina Jolie, so.
She's
got something. She just looks like she might, like, prick you with a knife in the middle of all of it, but you'd be okay with it.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
She's definitely crazy, I think.
Yeah.
Brad Pitt got himself away from that, I think.
I don't know.
No, they're totally still together. She just tattooed his, like, birthplace on her arm. Oh, yeah.
I'm waiting for Jennifer Aniston to have a meltdown somewhere. Just
the
like
Olsen
in
twins make
I
an
think
animated
she's
movie.
In love with John Mayer.
All right, so...
The Olsen twins make an animated
movie. No. Get out of town. So that's your number one. You're going to go with Beowulf and cop out.
That's not a cop out. It's animated, isn't it?
F.
I'll give it to you, I guess.
Fine.
The movie's cheap.
Fine. Sky Captain?
No, it's even worse. This is worse over the bridge over River Quieter.
Well, you guys
that one
know,
was awesome.
Hey, this isn't really... I don't know if there's a hot girl in this, but have you guys seen A Troll in Central Park?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. I had that on VHS.
Yeah.
Did you see a new Troll movie that's coming out?
Yes. Troll Hunters.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's like Tornado Hunters,
yep.
Except
with
giant trolls.
CG trolls. Trolls are real.
Anyways.
What's your number one there, Bradley?
Numero
Jasmine.
Uno.
Yeah.
She's gotta be.
High five.
Worst high five ever.
I know. I'm like so...
Limp. Limp.
I'm so
that's
far
how
away
I would
from...
describe that.
It's
probably
Zach.
Clammy,
it's
too.
Limp.
It's warm
Shut
in
the
here.
Fuck up. That one will be edited out for sure.
No, sir.
It's such real humor.
That was a good list. We just admitted to a bunch of people that me and you would at least bang cartoon animals.
Yeah. I didn't have any animals, I don't think. I tried
I don't
to
think
avoid
you did.
That.
Nala.
Nala.
You freaking weirdo.
It's not even anthropomorphic. It's just fucking lying.
One of the fairies from Sleeping
Next
Beauty.
Next thing you'll know, you'll be like, Rafiki.
Oh,
his blue ass.
Oh, sick. Sick. Oh. Would you have to tell him that you're going to turn his ass red, or would it end up being purple? That's what you got to ask yourself.
Maroon.
Wouldn't be maroon. Blue and red doesn't make maroon. You idiot.
Makes bruise color.
Makes
red.
The same green that Jasmine's dress is.
I wish we had a game. I wish we had a game on the show.
Hey, can
green.
We talk about whose birthday it was the other day?
Whose birthday was it the other day?
I believe you said Emilio Estevez.
I didn't say it. You said it.
I said it. Emilio Estevez is only 50. You
really?
Think he'd be older than that, don't you think?
Yeah.
It seems kind of old for
him. Back in the 80s, he was like 20-something.
You know what's funny? He looks exactly the same with gray flecks coming out of his chin.
Yeah. He certainly looks better than Val Kilmer.
That was like one of the only 2.5 Men I ever watched any of. One with Emilio Estevez where he dies like 4 minutes in.
So good.
The reason I want to bring that up is because I think he has an uncanny resemblance to Back to the Future's
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox.
Emilio Estevez?
That's what
he
I
could
said.
Could be his father.
That's what I said.
What?
I'm pretty sure Michael J.
You
Fox
have
is like
all
49.
Lost your mind.
No, just look at the resemblance.
No.
Okay, look at, watch
Michael J. Fox.
No,
be
watch the
Mitel
J. Ducks is what I was going to say.
Mitel J. Ducks.
Mitel J. Ducks. Michael J. Fox should not be in Mighty Ducks. That's all I have to say.
He's
missed
got a
the goal by
knuckle
puck. I have a hard time holding on to that.
Your joke was mean. My joke was...
Oh,
what was
that guy's
attention.
Name?
Parkinson's
guy's
Jenga name? Tournament.
Oh, my
no,
God.
No, but what was the game? Oh, Goldberg. All right. That was the Knuckle Puckers name.
No, Goldberg was the goalie. The Knuckle Puck guy was Fulton.
No.
Yes.
Goldberg was
Goldberg the... was the goalie.
No, Goldberg shot the Knuckle Puck, dude.
Nope. Knuckle Puck was Keenan.
I stand firm in my belief that Goldberg
But Goldberg was the fat
internet.
Jewish kid.
To the cloud.
To the internet.
To the...
Goldberg
to was call
the
that internet
Jewish
guy.
Kid.
He's a cool guy,
yeah.
Isn't he?
Call up
He'll
that
tell
internet,
you.
Dude, and call
He'll
up his
let
friend
you know.
I'm going to pretend to look on my phone, too, but really, I don't have internet.
You don't have internet on your phone?
Not when it costs money.
Money! Are you still on, like, the Super Family Plan?
Yes.
They have, like, 7 lines on
there. Yeah, Sprint hates us. You know what I hate about Sprint? No freaking memory cards. Or SIM cards. Not memory
yeah,
cards.
I know.
SIM cards. It's the only phone. It's like, you break your phone.
You're fucked.
You can't have your numbers
no,
back. Sorry.
No,
they die with your phone.
No, dude. Google has Google Contacts. You can upload all your contacts to Google. And then when you get a new phone, you can download them to your phone.
Okay.
From Google.
Okay. First off, Goldberg is the goalie.
Damn.
The Knuckle Puck isn't even in the first one.
Okay.
The Knuckle Puck shows up in the second one because it's Keenan. Keenan.
From Keenan and Kel?
Yeah, like Keenan's in the movie.
Well, that's who I meant Goldberg was. That,
nope.
I pictured him.
Nope.
Oh. See, well, when you said Goldberg, I pictured the fucking like wrestler.
So did I. So did I. He's bald and he has a beard and he looks so scary.
Fucking huge. And he makes terrible movies.
Keenan Thompson is Russ Tyler.
Hmm.
Oh, I'm glad Keenan got mentioned because just the name reminds me of Keenan and Kel. And we talked
of
about
which
this earlier.
Is fame.
Good Burger.
Okay. Yes, Good Burger. Where the hell did Kel go?
Who
no one
cares?
One knows.
Who cares?
No one knows. It has been folded into myth and to legend.
Okay, well, if anybody's going to watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off anytime soon, during the twist
Bueller.
And shout scene where Ferris
is, Kel
is
in
singing...
It?
Kel is in...
You said this to me, but that would
what?
Make Kel like,
Kel
2 years
like
old.
2 years old.
Kel is in... He is wearing a golfer's cap. You know the cap with the bill that's like...
The really
on,
long
and
bill?
And he was shaking like a... Like he's having a seizure. Like he might have Parkinson's. Sorry, Michael J. Fox. But that's the dance he's doing. He
no
looks like spinning
way.
Image of Kel. Maybe he's Kel's father.
Nah. Maybe.
Like Emilio Estevez is Michael J. Fox's father.
Oh my god, he's not.
I'm not dropping that until you watch both movies, and you have to watch Ferris Bueller's Day Off now, apparently.
Nah, son.
Well, just watch the twist and shout, twist and shout scene. That's hard to say.
Twist and shout.
Scene.
Imagine saying it in a song.
No.
He sings it quite well.
Chubby Checker style.
That chick is really hot in Ferris Bueller's Day Off, I would say. I don't know, I think her name was Sloane.
Yeah.
Ugly name. Pretty girl.
Mm. Sloan.
She went on to do... Oh, she's in Time Cop. You totally get to see her naked.
Do you remember that at the end? Charlie Sheen is in that movie as well.
Yep.
He's the criminal at the end.
Yep.
And she's like,
and it's
my
a
name's
shame
Gene.
That...
Does she get in the car with him and go on a car chase for like...
Oh my god, it's so good. Did I tell you that someone said... I found a video that was like, this is how Charlie Sheen should be written out of 2.5 Men. And they like were like, you know, like... The kid's like, where's Uncle Charlie? And they're like, oh, he got drunk and took this chick hostage. And it just cuts to the end of
the candy bar.
And it cuts to the end of the chase. When like they're like, get out of the car, Charlie.
He gets paid like $1 million an episode.
It's disgusting.
Well, not anymore.
He got paid.
Fired.
Yo, well, yeah, but if you're saying he has to be in one more episode, that means he gets $1 million.
No, they just use old footage.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They use old footage.
Or
use
his footage of him getting arrested.
Is that the name of the movie?
Yeah,
The
Chase with Christy Swanson.
Yeah.
I don't think he's actually...
What a disappointment Christy Swanson is.
Oh, not at all.
I don't know who that is.
She was the original Buffy from the Buffy the Vampire Slayer movie. Yeah, you were just a wee little lad when we were trading commodities on the stock floor.
Mm. Yeah, playing
good
pogs.
Yeah,
pogs.
Playing
pogs
in the corner.
I'm a slammer.
Yeah, I don't remember that really, but I just remember playing it on top of the stairs, watching my siblings, and they were. I don't really understand the game. I think it's kind of pointless.
It's dumb. It was gambling for
these
kids.
Yeah,
pretty much.
This is craps.
Yeah,
I don't know about
this one. Doesn't
about
know how to play craps though. I don't think you
don't know
how to play craps either. Nobody.
I know
knows
you
how to
need
play
to
craps.
Get a 7, right?
Oh, God.
No, you need to get a
I'm not even
going to
go there. I'm not even going to go there.
I don't
want
to talk about craps.
No. I've never been to
I ain't talking about craps.
Where are we at? It's like, what, an hour 10?
Yeah. Oddly, like an hour 10 and 30 seconds.
How are you so good at guessing?
Because he was looking at it.
Did,
like,
you, ever win the, did you ever win the jelly beans?
No, but...
Dude, I won the jelly beans all the time.
It's not so much guessing.
Screw
you,
man.
I just have a really good concept of time.
Uncanny?
Yeah.
Unmanly.
And I'm always right. Ask Mark. I'm always right.
Whatever.
It's true, though.
Whatever. It's You're like always right as long as you are not involved.
Yes. We've been over this.
Yes.
But I was right tonight and I'm involved. So, in your face.
In my face, in my face.
If you want to...
In your endo.
I was making a Ralphie reference, but nobody watches The Simpsons anymore, so nope. Never mind.
Hey, do you guys remember Recess?
Yeah.
I saw
the movie
it.
In theaters.
You saw the movie?
I took my little sister.
In theaters.
Yeah.
Took my little sister. I like the
fifther.
Movie.
My little fifther.
I took my scissors. My pet scissors.
Well, I took my little
scissors.
Do you
remember
scissors?
The king and how he held the hockey stick?
Oh, the king of the playground?
Yeah, I always thought that was a bit ridiculous.
Yeah.
I
Their playground was the shit.
Yeah. I liked Recess. I liked Recess
in
more
sense
than
of the
Doug.
Word.
Than Disney or ABC's Doug.
ABC's Doug sucked.
Yeah.
Wait, that was Nickelodeon.
It was
Nickelodeon. Yeah, but then Nickelodeon
Holy
sold
shit.
The rights to ABC.
No. I just did the theme song.
Yeah, Nickelodeon.
Yeah.
See, yeah, that's what I did, but I meant to do Doug. I can't think of Doug.
There it is. Hey,
we have every episode on DVD.
Listen to how similar those tones are.
You're Doug.
They're very similar.
From the show, Doug.
Quail Man.
Have you ever done anything since then?
See you later, Doug.
What are you up to? Nothing.
Nothing.
They should do Doug in the future like they did Rugrats.
No. They did it on. That's what we were just quoting was they did it on Robot Chicken.
Oh, that's great. Because I was just thinking how great of an idea that was. And, of course, someone's already done it.
Well, thanks
New ideas
for,
are hard to
Thanks for being here, Brad.
Yeah,
did you have fun?
It was a good time.
Yeah? I don't know what we talked about.
What'd
you learn tonight, Brad?
That this guy might be right about the Armageddon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you think?
Mm-hmm. And rapture means.
Are you gonna party hard tomorrow?
No more than usual.
No.
No more than usual. I expect you to bring your A game
tomorrow.
Okay.
Especially after a good Culver's.
Anything else? Did you learn anything
some
else?
Some dairy products, and
yes.
then followed by
hey,
some better.
I
products.
Always love cereal after beer, after a night of drinking.
Cereal?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
way. Cold pizza.
Cold pizza's awesome, but I like
no,
a big bowl of cereal.
Cold pizza will never be accepted in Brad's stomach.
No.
What?
I
really?
Always prefer
Don't be hating.
Warm it up?
Don't
yeah,
be hating.
I, warm it up.
Ugh.
I prefer hot foods over cold foods.
What, you know, learn anything else tonight?
Borscht.
Borscht? You weird Russian?
Yep.
I eat soup now. That was terrible.
Is this supposed to be the soup Nazi?
No, you're
no.
supposed to be a Russian soup guy.
Yeah. Boris was probably my yeah. name.
Natasha?
What'd you learn tonight, Mark?
What did I learn tonight?
Yeah.
I learned that CD laws are changing.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Ch-ch-ch-changing.
That song's great.
Learned
David Bowie, shout out.
Holler.
I learned that apparently my Masterpiece Theater voice goes unappreciated.
Often does. We forgot to read emails again, but that's okay.
Although I was commented that I was Frank Caliendo style in my impressions.
Somebody did say that.
Yep.
Tim
I
Thomas.
Can pull off a pretty good shack, apparently.
Anything else?
Nah, that's all I got.
I learned the fact that people, more than two people, believe this crazy Armageddon guy.
Yes.
That's crazy talk. I mean, I still think people that believe the whole Mayan thing is crazy talk.
The same people that, like, hooked up in a bunker when Y2K came around.
Crazy talk.
I'd like to see his bucket list.
Yeah. Like I said, the one video was just like, he's just like, oh, what are you doing for the next week? And he's like, praying. I was like, Jesus Christ.
Never saw a bucket list.
No, don't try talking to him now. He'll just think you're trying to get in for free.
Right?
Yeah.
I never saw a bucket list either. I learned that.
I never saw it.
I learned that Tim just brought
Holy
in a
shit.
45 mile per hour speed sign.
This can go on your door.
With
fine
bird
with
shit all
yeah,
over
yeah, we'll
too.
Yeah, we'll have to clean that bird yuck out of it.
That's part of it.
It's part of its
That's
soul.
Part of a disease that you could get.
Yeah. Bird flu.
I'm all fine
bird
with that.
Bird flu.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about shit.
Oh, how dare you?
That's gross.
That's gross.
I learned that.
Change that shirt.
I learned that one day I'm going to get jury duty. I'm not going to know how to handle it.
And it's not very
you live
civil.
In like eight states, so don't worry about it.
I know. I don't know where it's going
to
go.
You're going to have to fly back to Jersey for jury duty.
Joyzy.
Not excited.
Joyzy for jury duty.
Oh, that's good. Ooh. That's real good. When you practice? Practice some more. Jerk.
Joik.
Jerk store. The jerk store called.
If you...
They're running out of you.
Oh, oh my God, my feelings. Costanza. My feelings are shattered.
No, you're supposed to come back with, well, you're their number one bestseller.
Yeah. That's a Seinfeld joke for all
I don't
those who
watch
are...
Seinfeld jokes.
224
What's
366-7814.
Yeah.
If you want to call us...
They make
if you want to call us, yell at Mark.
Good,
yell at Mark.
Good. I accept it gladly.
224-366-7814.
Bag door
14. Not back door. Bag.
Bag door.
Like shopping bag.
Yeah.
We like to keep it simple here in our acronyms. Oh, I also learned that I'm very excited for the Mustache Ride show to come up. The ZAFM, FMR,
JLF.
Free must. Yeah. The ZAJC. Oh, JC. Is that the Jesus Christ Mustache Ride? No, John Carmichael.
Oh! Somebody's staying here for the rapture.
We both know this. If you, I'm pretty sure it says in the Bible, if you offer someone a mustache ride, that you're just not getting raptured, because nobody wants it anywhere.
Nope. Free for everyone.
Facebook.com/R4Cents.
www.r4cents.blogspot.com. R4Cents.blogspot.com.
Oh, look at Mark. Chime in. For the first time ever in the middle of this part.
That's right.
I'm proud of you. R4Cents.
Follow us on Twitter.
Podcast. Oh, we need one more.
One more!
If
free shit!
Free shit. Come on. Come on!
Brad, sign up for Twitter right now and follow us.
You can enter
you
to
get
win.
Free shit. Pictures of us. How great would that be?
Autographed pictures of us.
How much does it cost?
Twitter,
it's free.
It is absolutely free, but if you give me $20, I'll set you up with one.
It takes 8 seconds.
$20.
8 seconds.
$20.
8 seconds.
What's your time worth to you?
Is 8 seconds worth $20?
Only if you watch Twist and Shot and show me.
Chubby Checker.
You got to see this. He looks
Chubby
like
Chubby Checker or that we'll dude from the dude from Animal House, Otis.
Otis Day and the Time?
No. It's like Otis Redding? No.
No, it's Otis and the Knights or something like that.
Yeah. Animal House?
The only Otis I know is from Garfield.
Milo and Otis?
I guess I know that one too.
Oh yeah, Otis is the dog in Garfield.
Is
yeah.
it Otis?
Yeah.
And John. I
no, it's not Otis, it's Odie.
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 Yeah. Otis
Milo
was the name
way
of
to call me out.
Hey,
Milo and Otis.
Otis was the name of the kindly butler from Kate and Leopold.
I always like
the okay, thanks, Zach.
I like the farm animals from Garfield. I like that little second show.
Oh,
The Tale of Two Kitties?
No.
What the hell was
what
that?
Garfield 2.
No, U.S. Acres.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not talking about the movie. I'm
yeah,
talking about
the show. U.S. Acres was the name of the
really?
Was the name of the cartoon. Was the name US of the like Acres. Barnyard.
I'm
yeah,
out.
It was great. They had a bunch of characters.
I'm
yeah.
out. I never heard of it.
They lived in a barn.
Fine. I'm done with
it. It was
is
like
it animal,
animal
House.
Done
farm?
With you. I got
like
all four seasons of Garfield downstairs. All four seasons of Garfield downstairs.
Really?
Yeah.
The show?
Yeah.
You excited?
You're letting me borrow those.
Totally, dude.
I would love to watch that.
Let's end on a high note
yeah.
for once.
Woo!
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Toodaloo. Tingle-ling.
Toodle-oo.